in Perek Yud Beis, in chapter 12 in Shmuel, so the Navi tells something amazing. The Navi tells Klal Yisrael, you know, I've appointed a king, I've gotten old, and now I'm going to die. And it's a very gripping perek because you see that Shmuel bears his soul a little bit, speaks about the accomplishments of the people, the failures of the people, and he speaks about the personal trespass that has been really committed against him. You feel and you see and you experience the pain of Shmuel, that here he was a man who devoted his life to Klal Yisrael from the time that literally he was a child. And he felt that Klal Yisrael had turned their back on him. That here he was leading them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had obviously inaugurated him into service, and yet with all that they said they wanted a king. And you feel the pain itself is palpable. But what's beautiful and incredible to see that at the end of the parak, Pasuk of Gimel, Shmuel says, Gam anochi chalil li mechato l'Hashem, mechado v'hispalo ba'adchem. He says, but you should just know, I would never stop davening for you. Even with everything you did, even with everything you did against me, everything you did against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would never stop davening for you. And I continue to instruct you in the right path. It's such a gripping and incredible pasuk that also highlights the profundity of Jewish leadership. That a Jewish leader has to understand that at the end of the day, he works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for the people. And as such, again, whether the people are nice or not nice, the people behave or they don't behave, they do what they're supposed to, they don't do what they're supposed to do, you're doing the Lord's work. And as a leader has to learn to love people even when they are difficult. So Shmuel HaNavi says, of course I love you. You hurt me, and you hurt me badly. And you hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you hurt HaKadosh Baruch Hu badly. But with all of that, don't think for a second that I would never daven for you. Don't think for a second that I would ever stop working on your behalf, even with all of the hurt, even with all of the pain, even with all of the difficulty. Know that at the end of the day, I am always by your side. It's a lesson in leadership. It's a lesson of v'haftarecha kamocha, because that's part of what it means to love each other, right? If we just love each other when we do what we're supposed to do, right? You know, when we comply with the normative social order, and you know, we behave the way we're supposed to behave, then there wouldn't be too much v'haftarecha kamocha. So much of what it means to love each other is the ability to love each other even with the hurt and with the pain and with the relationship trespass. But Allah has kama v'kama for a leader, for Shmuel HaNavi to model for us what leadership looks like, a certain level of unconditional love, which has to be present for each and every Jew.